This is Mahalini's Voices of the Soul, your journey to inspiration, connection, and transformation. I'm Jane Mahalini Haridats, your guide through stories of remarkable people from all over the world who are ready to tell their life story to uplift and elevate your journey. Let's begin this magical journey right now. Welcome to the next episode of Mahalini's Voices of the Soul. And today I would like to talk about our sacred sexuality and how we can embrace and what the importance is to embrace our sexuality and how we can embrace it to live a life from the heart and soul. So just a few days ago, someone asked me, Jane, why are you talking so much about this topic? Aren't you afraid that people will judge you or think differently about you, have the wrong ideas? You know, in fact, I really don't care. I think that I'm through that phase in my life that I really care about what people think of me, because talking, I really believe that raising global awareness about our sexuality is worthy, you know, just to share freely about it. And that means that I really don't care what people think about me, because I know that it is not only my passion and my mission to talk about sexuality and to share and to raise global awareness. It is a necessity. It is needed, because there is a lot of confusion and taboos going on concerning the sacred sexuality that we all have. It is our most powerful and precious power within. And it is our creative power. It is our connection with source. It is what makes us the divine creators. Yet we have been taught for thousands of years that it is something dirty, it is something to be ashamed of, it is something evil, and that it can be used and abused to control and suppress others. And we all can recognize that lust prevails instead of love from the heart and soul. And, you know, it has lost its sacredness, which means that we lost our connection with ourselves as creator. And by freely talking about this topic that involves all creation on this planet and in the universe, even when we think that it is not the case, I want to break down taboos. And my mission is to return our sexual energies to the sacred state again, so we all return to our true essence. And just imagine yourself that we all are able to live and love from our true essence. What kind of world will we have? I'm sure that it will be quite a different kind of world than we have right now, than our current one. So I'm really passionate, I'm really driven to help as many as possible on globally to liberate their sexuality from shame, guilt, and judgment, and to return to the true essence, their own true essence, and live a life from the heart and soul. Live a happy life on planet Earth. Live a safe life on planet Earth. And one of the things that I'm doing is sharing my personal story of sexual abuse of 8 years to show people how I got healed to live a passionate and soulful life. And yes, I was abused when I was at the age of 5, and it get along till the age of 13, and it brought a lot of confusion in my whole life on all layers of my life. But on the other hand, it helped me. And of course, this is just in a few words. And of course, it has been a main process, a huge process to heal myself, to heal myself and to develop myself and to turn every pain and every confusion and every illusion into awareness, power and inner strength. And my sexual abuse helped me to discover the sacredness of sexuality, helped me to return to the power of the source, helped me to live a life from my heart and soul. And it allowed me, it taught me to help people as a peer, because I know what it means to be destroyed, and I know how to rebuild myself. So it became very easy for me to help people globally, just to reconnect with the true essence, whether they are abused or not, because I'm not working only with people who are abused. This is just a small amount of people in my practice. I'm working mostly with people who want to know more about the sacredness of their being, of their sexuality, of their womanhood, their manhood, because they long, their heart desire is to return to their true essence. And I would like to tell something more about the main goal of sexuality and how it will help you to contribute to a deeper sense of self-love and acceptance. So the main goal of our sexuality is to return to our true essence of total self-love, self-acceptance, and self-recognition. This is our true essence. If we are in love with somebody, this is just an example for you to recognize. To recognize it easier. If we are in love with someone, we might start believing that this person will provide us the fulfillment we are yearning for, that we cannot exist without this person. And at the end, you know, the beginning is most of the time it's beautiful, and then we become codependent and we start begging for love, forgetting that our essence is already true love. And if we share our love through sex, we get deeply interconnected with each other. This is something that most people don't realize, because sexuality, the intercourse, is doing a lot of energetical, it's an energetical process. It creates energetical threads, and they are already there, and it keeps us intertwined with each other. And if we are not aware of it, then it can create codependency. It can bring us to the position of begging, the position of beggar, the beggar for love, recognition, and self and acceptance. And if we are able to understand that the love we feel for somebody else is just a mirror of our own inner love, through all the illusion and confusion, and if we can use this insight, it will help us to become more independent in our love relationship and sexuality. So the experience of sexuality becomes more emotionally mature, where two independent people make love without begging for love and recognition anymore. Can you imagine this? Because begging for love and recognition brings us in the state of the role of father and daughter, or mother and son. It is destroying an equal relationship, or it is not allowing an equal relationship to grow. It will keep us in a position of an unequal position as a father and daughter, or mother and son, meaning that the woman becomes the mother and the man, if he is begging for love and recognition, becomes the son. And if the man or the woman is begging for love, then she becomes the daughter of her lover. And it's not an equal situation. So it has a lot of benefits just to understand your sexuality, understand the main goal of our sexuality, understand the sacredness of it, and embrace it, to get a deeper sense of it and to embrace it. So embracing and understanding our own sexuality, it has so many benefits. It fosters authenticity. It keeps us authentic. It makes it empowered. It brings personal empowerment, and it creates healthier relationships. And of course, it reduces shame and guilt. And if you promote the love, if you can love your body and your sexuality more, then you will be a more happier person. You will be a happier person and feel free in your sexual relationship, in your love relationship with a partner. And it will ultimately lead to a deeper sense of self-love and acceptance, you know, and a mature relationship. So embrace your own sexuality, love yourself to the fullest, and you will be able to attract the right partners too, which is very important, instead of those wrong guys and wrong girls that are not the real match for you. So, you know, societal stigma or shame surrounding sexuality, it's doing a lot of with people, because for thousands of years we created a lot of stigma and shame in our society. And it can hinder individuals from fully loving and accepting themselves, you know. It has a great impact on all of us. And it can make people feel bad or embarrassed about their own feelings and desires. It can help them, it can stop them from fully embracing who they are and loving themselves. And when society judges or criticizes someone for their sexuality, it can create a lot of self-doubt and make it harder for individuals to accept and to accept themselves and feel comfortable within their own identity. So it's you know, society know a lot of taboos, and sexuality is being condemned as a sin by many cultures and religions to suppress people, or it is being influenced by fashion, makeup industry, judging the appearance, the body, calling women sluts if they open up their sexuality, the inequality between men and women, the power games between the two sexes and among the genders, it is all creating dependency. It is all creating a lot of taboos. It is all creating a lot of judgment. It is all creating a lot of shame. So that's why it is very important just to be aware of what shame is and what the guilt is and what the judgment is. And, you know, just to be aware of it, so you can overcome it. And it is, I would like to tell about a few practices that can help you, give you a few tips that can help you to adopt a healthier relationship with your sexuality as a form of self-love and empowerment. One of the things, embrace your desires. They are yours. They are not someone else's. They are your desires, whatever they are. Whatever this desire is, just embrace it and honor it. And love your body. And educate. Do some education learn about sexuality. Learn about the diverse identities and different expressions of sexuality. You know, knowledge can empower and reduce the impact of stereotypes and stigma. And learn about your body. Learn about how your genitals, for example, work. Because I know that many women, they reject their vulva as being ugly. So if it is ugly, how can it ever serve you and your defined pleasure? And I know about, it's the same thing for men too. Size is not what makes you a man. It is your own inner knowing, acceptance, and self-love is what makes you a man, and not the amount of orgasm that hits the score. It is your inner world, and this is valid for men and women. This is what I truly believe, because the true power within is, and the way you deal with your own womanhood, the way you're thinking about yourself as a woman or a man, And if you're connected with your heart and soul, then believe me, I worked with a lot of men and women. At the end, size doesn't matter anymore because the connection is coming from the heart and soul, and you're not making love for the scores, for the amount of orgasms. It is all about the connection. It is all about intimacy. It is all about the heart and soul. So the love relationship, the sexuality, the relationship itself, it becomes something different. It goes to the next level and it becomes incredible. But it all starts by raising awareness, embracing your sexuality, embracing yourself, and then embracing the relationship, because then it becomes a beautiful, mature relationship with all benefits, with all open communication, with all self-reflection and honesty, and, you know, where it is easy to set boundaries too. If you have open communication, then you can more easily set boundaries. If you don't like something, then it will be easier for you to talk about. And self-compassion is also something else that will grow if you're able, within the relationship, if you're able to raise your awareness about your own sexuality and to embrace it. So I hope that these tips, that this content of today will help you to take a few, to improve your love relationship, to improve your self-love, to improve your self-acceptance and self-recognition. And if you have some questions, please reach out. I'm here to give you some answers where possible. I'm here as your sparring partner. And I'm more than willing, and I love to help you to get an answer on your questions. For today, I would like to bring this podcast to a closure by sending much love from my heart to yours. And take care and enjoy the contents. And if you would like to say something about it, please feel free to leave any comments. Okay? Bye for now.